Meeting God in the Garden, Pruning and Cutting Back, by Evie Klein Whittingham. From the April 2024 edition of Tidings Magazine. Although I plan my garden to reduce maintenance, many trees and shrubs, vines and perennials, need to be cut back to contain the robust plants and encourage the delicate ones. Pruning and cutting back can be intimidating, as it requires understanding the plants and their environment, finding tools, experimenting, and taking risks. Yet starting small, doing the work, and learning through experience is satisfying to my soul. As I walk through the garden, I sense the presence of God as keenly as smelling the earth through my nose or feeling the sun on my face. It is a place of refuge in Him and a setting for reflection. Somehow, I receive the Holy Spirit's correction and direction more easily in my garden without backing away into self-condemnation. Outside His creation, my spirit glories in His being, feeling humble and safe both at once. I observe the growth and development of the plants, checking for needs and issues, and consider what to do. I have become ruthless in dealing with undesirable plants or problems in the making. I take on major pruning tasks at the end of winter or the beginning of spring, when plants are dormant and deep freezes are less likely. I leave flower beds messy to protect roots and creatures hiding in the leaf litter. But by mid-April, I can't wait to cut back and clear out last year's plant residue. Paradoxically, although it reduces the number of branches, pruning stimulates growth. For every cut you make, two or more branches will grow. So it is wiser to plant a small growing tree or shrub than to try to prune to control one that's inclined to be large. We prune for three basic reasons: safety, to manage growth, and to increase production. First, dead, broken, or diseased branches need to be removed to prevent further damage, including branches that are weak and spindly, in the way, or rubbing on other branches. Using the right tool for the size of the branch to be trimmed will prevent injury to the tree or the laborer. Bypass pruning shears are best for branches and stems under 2 centimeters in diameter. Loppers, hand, and bow saws are better for larger branches. Sanitizing tools with peroxide before each use helps to prevent cross-contamination from disease. Second, to manage or direct the growth of a tree or shrub, we need to understand the habit of the plant and the purpose of heading and thinning cuts. Cutting a branch along its length is a heading cut. This accelerates growth along the length of that branch where the leaf nodes are. A thinning cut removes the branch at its base. This promotes healing at the cut and encourages new growth from the remaining branches. The third reason to prune is to increase production in fruiting trees, vines, and ornamentals. Reducing last year's stems or branches redirects plant energy into nodes or buds, which will produce more flowers and larger, sweeter fruit. We think of pruning as destructive, but the disposition of the fruiting plant is to grow leaves and increase in vigor. Fruit is secondary to producing seed. Fruit needs the gardener's intervention to yield larger and sweeter fruits. Grapevines, for example, depend on the grape grower to reduce wood above the main trunk selectively by 90% each winter to foster root development and fruit production. They must be examined and trimmed throughout the season. A grapevine is not harvested until it is at least 3 years old, and a vine is most fruitful in its first 20 years. However, The best wines are produced from vines that are over 35, 50, and 80 years old. With consistent pruning, these vines have established strong and deep roots, producing fewer clusters and smaller grapes with more intense flavors. Jesus referred to himself as the vine and his Father as the gardener. He said, "He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." John 15:2 and 4b NIV. I am afraid of that kind of pruning. I am fearful of pain and suffering. I know Jesus loves me, but in times of affliction, I want more than comfort and consolation. I want the pain to go away now. Instead, the Lord uses difficult and painful circumstances to reveal the secrets of my heart to me. I can fool myself into believing that I am full of love and gentleness in my own strength, until something is too hard for me, and I desperately turn to Him for help and mercy. I tend to equate humility with degradation and humiliation. The conviction of the Holy Spirit does hurt as He admonishes me day by day to reconsider things I have said and done. But there is also an immediate relief as I come to the Lord. For He is gracious and kind, forgiving me of the worst arrogance and pride. Again, I relearn about His grace and develop the humility to accept who I am in Christ, the one who produces fruit in me. As the grapevine has stages in its development, improving with age, I honor what the Lord is doing in my life, slowly and deeply. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John 15:8 NIV.